This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A Rao County family lost their 106-year-old family homestead in a fire south of Hayden Friday. Joe and Lisa Long and their four kids lived there with Lisa's brother, Will Valora. They're all okay, but the dogs died in the fire. Joe and Lisa both work in the Hayden School District. Will works for Rao County Road and Bridge. They are all involved in 4-H and FFA. They come from multi-generational homesteading families in Rao County. The home that burned belonged to their great-grandparents. A fund has been set up at Mountain Valley Bank. Gift cards can also be dropped off at the Wild Goose Coffee Shop in Hayden. West Route Fire Chief Trevor Guire says the fire was on Route County Road 37, about 12 miles south of Hayden, and no idea on how it started yet. The Route County Board of County Commissioners have a work session today. One agenda item is regarding costs of the dispatch center. Yampa Valley Autism is raising money for a permanent home in the Yampa Valley. Executive Director Heidi Medisco says it will allow Yampa Valley Autism to expand services and support more families in Route, Moffitt, and Grand counties. After more than 20 years in the Yampa Valley,
this really allows us to have a permanent home forever in the valley. And the coolest part is with all of this, it'll decrease our overhead costs by 60%. So that just means more kids being served in the valley, which is really exciting.
Yampa Valley Autism currently rents office space, but they're under contract for the permanent home on Mid Valley Drive. That's near Walgreens and Steamboat. It's ADA accessible and on the bus line. There are private offices for therapy sessions. And the goal is to expand even further with offices in Moffitt County.
Eventually we can find a home in Moffitt County and just keep serving more kids.
The goal is to raise $400,000 in the capital campaign to move into that new space. Mendisco says they have a donor that will match that amount. Find out more at YampaValleyAutism.org. The ski season at Steamboat Resort has ended. The last day was Sunday. On Saturday afternoon, those 11 skiers and riders who took a run every single day of the season were recognized with a belt buckle that says 148. That's how many days they skied this season. Sunday would have been 149. Many said they'd be skiing Sunday as well. The Steamboat Symphony Orchestra has hired a new executive director. Dr. Jennifer Lane Wheeler brings over 20 years in the performing arts. She'll be moving to the Yampa Valley from Plano, Texas. The Amble project at the base of Steamboat Resort has topped out, meaning the final beam has been placed on the structure, which will be a residential community of 42 residences set to open in spring of 2026. The second development near the Meadows parking lot has also been announced. The Roan townhomes are being sold through the Steamboat Group. The Future Business Leaders of America team from Moffitt County High School is competing at the state competition in Denver today through Wednesday. 21 students are hoping to qualify for the national competition in California in the end of June. The Route County 4-H program is hosting an entrepreneurship program for youth ages 8 to 18. Lots of monthly workshops. The Steamboat Springs Rotary Club helped provide a grant to make the project possible. Reach out to Route County 4-H Extension Office for more information. It's a quiet week in Steamboat Springs this week. It's spring break for the Steamboat Springs School District. House and Ice Arena is also closed through May 11th. All locker users need to have their equipment out of their lockers today. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.